I'm talking to Lara Friedman. She is APN's Director of Policy and Government Relations. APN is releasing a new policy paper. It's a Middle East policy blueprint for the first 100 days of the incoming administration. Lara, what makes this report special?
Well, there are a number of things. First of all, it's very specific. A lot of organizations, including ours and think tanks, have made broad, far-reaching policy recommendations, the sort of things that, you know, the sort of policy outlook for the Middle East and for the peace process. And we've done that, and we're certainly going to do that in the future. But what we've done here is present a real blueprint, very specific ideas. The idea is these are concrete actions that can be taken, and we would argue should be taken, within this first 100 days if Mr. Obama, President-elect Obama, is going to set this nation on the right course, if he is going to generate some momentum and preserve the hope that his election is generated in the region. And these go from the very, you know, maybe obvious, you know, make a major foreign policy speech with some very specific components that could be very obvious, to some maybe slightly less obvious ones, like appoint an ambassador to Syria. This is something that would make a significant statement. We talk a lot about putting people in place on the ground so that in the next 2 years, 4 years, you have the people in place already working who can implement a new and more engaged policy. We also talk a lot about reaching out directly to the people in the Middle East, to people in Iran, to the Arab world, to Israelis, to sort of extend a hand which says this presidency is different and we're serious, and to extend a challenge, you know, if you have that hope, if you can hold on to that hope, and you can meet us and meet that challenge. So I think we're offering something that's actually not a challenge to the Obama administration so much as a tool, and a very serious, practical, sometimes mundane tool, because that's the kind of suggestions that he can use right now.
So it's concrete and it's doable right in the beginning of his administration. But do we have any reason to believe that President-elect Obama will take action on the Middle East right from the get-go?
I think we have reason to hope that he will and to believe that he will. Mr. Obama addressed the Middle East a great deal during the election campaign. He didn't shy away from taking some courageous positions in terms of committing to his own personal engagement, committing to a new course, whether it's on Iran or on Syria. We're still waiting, along with everybody else, for what's going to happen in terms of key appointments on his Middle East team. You know, General Jim Jones as the National Security Advisor. That's very important. This is someone who has direct experience in the region. Senator Clinton as the new Secretary of State. This is someone who has a track record on the region as well. I think we have every reason to expect him to invest energy in a different policy.
And in fact, the report does have quotes from what he said as the candidate,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. The last page of the report is a compilation of his quotes. And look, I mean, to be fair to the Bush administration, there is what to work with right now, which there hasn't been for most of the past 8 years. We have contacts going on the ground between Israelis and Palestinians at a high level. We have General Dayton's mission, which is showing some real success in the security sphere in the West Bank. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Obviously, there's tremendous challenges. But the goal of this report is to say, look, the peace camp isn't naive in saying, from the get-go, we expect you to make peace, or, you know, come in and instantly achieve something. What we're saying is there are things that can be done immediately that will significantly enhance the chances of success down the road, and not taking these kind of steps immediately will hurt the chances of success later on down the road. So we think this is very important, and to the extent that the president-elect is prepared to deal with this right away, these are the kinds of things he needs to be doing.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.